兄姊妹平安。
平安。
感谢主啊，刚刚的儿童诗班，我记得这里面有好几位，我刚到这个教会的时候，他们可能还没有出生呢。
When I first come to the church, I think many of them are not yet born.
现在都已经那么大，可以唱那么美好的诗歌。
Now they can look big children to praise God.
刚刚打嗝的声音很大。
没有，都是听到的。
我们今天刚刚念的经文是很熟悉的经文。
We want to go over some very familiar scriptures.
这些经文跟我们的关系是非常的密切。
These are very relevant to our lives.
尤其当今这个时代。
Especially in our present time.
我们每个人都有很多自我的主张。
We have many of our own opinions.
也有很多我们自己的私欲。
We also have our own will.
这些自我中心的想法是好像变本加厉。
All these self-centered thinking seem to get worse.
原来我们以为我们的学识增长了以后
Very often we thought our knowledge increased.
我们每一个人都会更扩大我们的心态
We will broaden our vision.
也不会有太自我中心
We may not be that narrowly self-centered.
因为学识的教导教我们都要学好的事情
Because we thought the knowledge can teach us to be better.
可是我们自己思想一下自己的内心
But as we look at our own heart
也看看我们四周的社会的一些状态
As we look around us
好像我们里面的这种心态的好坏跟知识的长进没有成正比
We find out that our internal self seems to make no difference with our increasing knowledge
我们的生活 的品质好像都改变
The quality of life might have changed
其实大部分都改进了很多
It might have improved.
回去想想我们过去几十年以前的生活，可能还相当的辛苦的。
So we look back to past 10 years, maybe the life could be difficult.
我们以为生活好一点以后，我们的私欲会降低一点。
Many often we thought that if the standard of living increased, our life would become better.
可是我们想想发现，我们生活情况好了，我们的私欲好像也长进了。
Even though our living standard might have improved, very often ourselves still stay the same.
我们以前觉得好像过去的生活没有什么效率
We feel our life has not been effective
现在我们讲效率
We talk about efficiency
做很多事情我们都计划好好的
We plan everything out
我们以为这样计划好都有效率
We thought if we plan it out carefully our life will be more efficient
可以让我们的人做得更好
We can improve many of our performance
我们更没有私人的私欲的这些坏处
We will not be constrained by many of our self-will
可是我们发现这些效率变好了所有的方法都有计划不见得帮助我们内心
But still, even though we have become more efficient and we have many more new ways but we say this is the same
现在我们科技也进步了
As the technology increased
很多东西我们都有电脑控制
We see the computer control many things
所有东西都好像我们都非常的前进了
Everything become more progressive
可是有没有帮助到我们内心的世界
What does it help our inner self?
现在的资讯相当的发达
As the technology become more improved
你要什么这资讯网上就拿到
It's very easy to get information now
可是你发现这些资讯多了以后
Even as we get more information
可能是我们更忙碌
It makes us more busy
更自我
More selfish
我的私欲就更大
And we have more even self-desire.
我记得几十年前
I remember maybe several years ago.
有人就在说
Someone told me.
说现在这世界越来越自我中心
Now the world become more self-centered.
看看杂志的名字就知道了
Just look at all the magazines.
这是几十年前的事情
This is about 10 years ago.
原来的这杂志叫做 Universe, 世界
It was Universe, the magazine.
然后有人说 world 哎呀就是我们世上的事情
the world the magazine called the world
后来有 nation 国家
then the magazine called the nation
然后就慢慢变成是我们
然后 it talk about
we 然后 us 然后变成 me
and then about magazine on me
还有一个 I
then a magazine on I
就好像我们所有都长进了心态越来越缩小
Even though everything increased But we become more narrow
从原来看看大的整个宇宙怎么发展
We look at the broad vision of the universe
越来越变成我自己的中间的需要是什么
Now we look at and focus on our self-need
当然现在大家都有这个智慧型的电话。
Everybody has smartphone now.
当然他原来取这个名字 iPhone 不见得就是 i。
iPhone is not just i。
可是用的人想啊就是 i 东西。
People think it's just all about myself.
啊之前还有 iPod。
It's iPod.
iPad.
iPad.
iWatch.
iWatch.
都是 i。
It's all for self.
就是神在提醒我们。
The God is reminding us.
虽然刚刚我们讲的这个名字不见得是以爱为真正的中心的
although it may not mean self,
可是我们越来越把这个爱摆在中心
but indeed we put I in the center of life now.
像现在你们跟孩子通信
when we communicate with our children,
虽然很方便
even though it's becoming very convenient,
可能你们打电话的次数少于送信息的次数
you probably talk to them less now.
而且你发现当我们在送讯息的时候
When we send emails
你发现大家都是在发表自己的意见
We basically talk for ourselves, talk to ourselves
所以我们话说回来
well, as we
come back to the main subject
Yep
我们发现原来我们的世界是越来越走向自我中心
We realize the world is becoming more self-centered
刚刚念的这两节经文
The two scriptures we just read
我们请小平再把它放出来我们看一下因为这两节经文
These two scriptures
神就在提醒我们
God is reminding us again
不要自我中心
Don't focus on yourself
要我们把放开我们的心眼
We must broaden our heart
放在神国的事情上
We must put our heart on things of God
这两句话都在教我们
These two scriptures are teaching us
也在提醒我们
Also reminding us
而且是以神的慈悲提醒我们
In God's grace it reminds us
慈悲这个意思
In God's grace
是因为神原来看到我们要受很大的处罚的
Because God sees that there are punishment to come
可是因为神的慈悲的心
Because God's gracious heart
他们给我们一个出路
He find a way out for us.
不再处罚我们。
No longer he want to punish us.
所以神用慈悲来劝我们。
That's why God urge us.
可是这个劝
to urge us,
实际上是一个非常卖力的、非常向我们转回来的一种劝勉。
It's something that God try hard to convince us.
因此我们必须要好好的听这两句话。
Therefore we must listen carefully.
可是这句话的开始是所以。
It began with therefore.
原来前面一句话很重要
because there is another very important sentence in
这就是罗马书的十一章的最后一节
That's the last verse in Romans 11.
他是说凡事都是等于他
because everything comes from him.
也是从他来
it comes from God.
也是归于他
and it will go back to him.
愿所有的荣耀都归给神
May all glory glory be to God.
所以原来这边讲的所以是的因为神是这样一位神
and there comes the therefore on the beginning
所有事情都是从他来
therefore because everything comes from him
他也知道我们应该怎么做
he also knows what we should do
我们最后也要归到他里面去
in the end we must return to him
而且所有他所做的事情的荣耀都归给他的
and all the glory will become going to God
所以我们必须要听神的话
therefore we must listen to him
我们今天就从四个角度来切进去
I want to study from four different angles
这周报上你们第一点就是属灵的敬拜
The first one is a spiritual worship
当我们讲到属灵的敬拜时我们必须要了解一样事情
When we are thinking about spiritual worship
这是一种敬拜的心态
It is a heart of worshiping
当你看到这经文的时候
When we look at this verse
它要叫我们把身体献上当作活祭
Get your body as a living sacrifice
其实这句话你看它原意的时候
If you look at the original scripture
它是要我们献上一个神喜悦也是圣洁的敬拜
We must sacrifice something that is holy and holy to God
因此当我们知道要献上我们身体的时候
As we are coming to sacrifice ourselves
是一定要圣洁
We must be holy
也必须要神所喜悦
It must be pleasing to him
当我们讲到这是理所当然的事
When we say that this is something that you should do
如此侍奉
therefore your servant to be.
其实它原意是
the original meaning
就是属灵的敬拜
is a spiritual worship.
原来这句话的意思是当我们献上自己成为神所喜悦圣洁的一个祭的时候
when you put ourselves as a living sacrifice holy and pleasing to him
这就是我们属灵的敬拜
this is our spiritual worship.
那我们这样首先来思想一样事情
I want you to consider one thing
如果我们不把身体献上的话
We don't give ourselves as a living sacrifice.
当作一个神所喜悦圣洁的敬拜的时候
as a holy and something that's pleasing to him.
有什么后果
What is the consequence?
圣经里面跟我们讲
The Bible teaches us.
他说当我们不把我们身体献上当一个喜悦的祭给神的时候
that if we do not give ourselves as a sacrifice to him.
我们会敬拜那些所神所不喜悦的东西
We will begin to worship the thing that is not pleasing to God.
我们会把原来是应该要敬拜一位创造我们的主
we instead of worship someone who deserve our worship
我们反而会去敬拜那些神所被造的东西
we will begin to serve the things that are created
因此我们的心就慢慢变坏
therefore our heart will begin to change for worse
因此神以他的慈悲来劝我们
that God urge us in his
mercy然后献上我们的身体
to give our body as a living sacrifice
那我们现在必须要了解
we must understand
献上我们的身体当作活祭是什么意思
what does it mean to give our body as a living sacrifice
我们知道今天有两位要受洗
we know there are two brothers and sisters who are baptized today
一位是文子阳弟兄
one is 子阳
另外是
Annie
他们这两位等一下就要受洗
They're going to be baptized later.
我们来思想一下献上活祭的意思。
I want you to think about what does it mean to be living sacrifice to God.
原来主耶稣基督已经为我们做成了。
Because Jesus Christ already has accomplished something for us.
主耶稣他一次的献上他的身体。
When Jesus sacrificed himself,
就解决我们罪的问题。
He resolved the problem of sin for us.
他做成一个永远的赎罪祭
He becomes an eternal sacrifice for us
使得我们到他里面就可以得救
So when we are in him, we are saved
那神要我们献上我们身体当作活祭是什么意思
No, now God wants us to give our body as a living sacrifice What does it mean?
他是强调活祭
He's talking about a living sacrifice
主耶稣为我们受了一个死的祭
Jesus died in his sacrifice for us
显然神没有叫我们再做一个死的祭
God did not want us to die again
他要我们是一个祭上一个活的祭
God is asking for a living sacrifice
所以他要我们献上我们的身体
to give our body
当作一个神喜悦又是圣洁的祭的时候
to be something that is pleasing to him and is also holy
我们有三点要注意的
there are three points that we must pay attention to
神没有要我们死
God did not want us to die
他只要把我们的主权交给神
He wants us to give our life out to him.
让我们原来的老我罪私欲死掉。
So that our soul will die.
所以我们在里面要从认罪悔改开始。
From the inner soul, we must start with repentance.
让我们把主权交给神。
As we give our authority or life to him.
我们愿意在里面真的诚心的认罪悔改。
We really want to come into him in repentance.
然后接受圣灵的引导。
We want to submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit
这就是献上神所喜悦圣洁的活祭
This is give yourself as a living sacrifice holy and pleasing to me
所以我们今天看到什么叫做属灵的敬拜
That's what is meant by a living sacrifice
当我们把身体献上当作活祭的时候
As we give our body as a living sacrifice to him
我们心中一定要想到主耶稣已经做成了这一切
We must realize that Jesus already accomplished the sacrifice for us
我们每一位心中可以祷告，把自己的原来自己老我的主权交给神。
We should all pray again that we want to give ourselves to Him.
然后在心中想到有任何事情需要跟神认罪悔改。
So we come to Him in repentance,
跟神诉说。
We tell Him,
然后接受圣灵的引领。
So that we will begin to submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
那因此我们就懂了什么叫做属灵的敬拜。
And you will understand what it means by a spiritual worship.
当你在读经文的时候，发现没有敬拜这两个字。
But in the scripture, you do not see worship these two words.
你只看到侍奉,
you see to serve.
原来侍奉,
because serve, to serve is to worship.
所以当我们在服侍神的时候,
so we come to serve Him.
不管是在教会里面,
whether you are doing it inside the church,
或者在你的家庭里面养育儿女,
in your family,
或者是你在工作上见证主名的时候,
or on your vocation,
这都是侍奉,
these are all your worship, service to God.
可是也是一个敬拜,
also is your worship.
因此当你在做的时候,
as you do all these things,
是一个属灵的敬拜,
it is a spiritual worship.
在做的时候就想到主已经做成了。
As you perform this time, you realize God has done for you.
你把你老我的主权交给神。
You give up yourself to Him.
然后让神来接近你的心。
You allow God to cleanse your heart.
认罪悔改。
So you come in repentance to Him.
接受圣灵的带领。
To submit to the leading of the Spirit.
现在我们来讲第二点。
Let's go to point two.
不要效法世界。
Do not imitate this world.
我们看一下第二节，我们一起念一下好吗？
不要效法现实的世界，要由你更新而变化，叫你们的心思思想，我们念一下英文。
Do not conform any longer to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind, then you will be able to test and approve what God is pleasing and perfect will.
我们来先注意到前面第一节的句子。
Let's look at the first phrase.
不要效法这世界。
Not conform any longer to the pattern of this world.
你仔细看英文的时候, 是叫我们不要再效法世界。
The scripture tells to no longer that should we conform to it.
这个意思再仔细思想一下,
if you think of this sentence carefully,
表示我们已经在效法世界。
It means we are already conforming to it.
神叫我们不要再效法世界。
But he said no longer.
我相信神用这个字眼是很有爱心的跟我们讲话。
God says this in loving kindness to us.
他以慈悲的心跟我们讲,
in His mercy, He tells us.
因为他看到我们一直在效法的世界。
He sees us conforming to this world.
没有一个人有抵抗力。
We cannot resist the world.
你自己思想一下。
When you think about it.
你在日常生活上，你看到你朋友、亲戚做的事情。
As you look at your friends around you.
你会跟着去做吗？
Are you going to be doing what they do?
你会有真正的完全的抵挡力不去做吗？
Do you have ability to resist?
假设你看到你的朋友在看一些连续剧,
you see your friend watching TV series.
当然，你偶尔看看是没有关系的。
There's nothing wrong with watching.
可当你看了以后，你发现你没法再停的时候,
but if you find yourself cannot stop,
而且从早上晚上一直看下去,
you watch them all day.
你有这个抵挡力吗？
And you still stand like resistance.
可能有人说我对 连续剧是没有兴趣。
Some people might say that they have no attraction to it.
可是有些可能玩电子游戏玩得很高兴。
Some people might be entrapped by the computer games.
Computer games 他们就不会停了。
They cannot stop playing.
做功课也不做了。
They don't do their homework.
然后朋友在比较的分数。
They compare scores.
这些只是一个小例。
These are all examples.
其实有很多更重要的例子。
But it shows to a bigger problem.
这个世界上很多的一些形态,
there are many customs in the world.
它英文是叫 pattern,
pattern
of the world. 意思说, 你世界上有很多很多形形象象, 你会去效仿。
There are many lifestyle that you could not imitate.
所以神以慈悲的心来劝我们。
That's why God urged us in His mercy.
不要再效法,
no longer conformed to the pattern of this world.
那圣经上有很多地方来劝勉我们。
The Bible teaches us,
如果效法这世界的话,
if we conform to this world,
有些什么后果?
What are the consequences?
你们记得有一个预言,
you remember a Bible, a parable,
讲到有撒种的撒到地上,
You know the parable of the seed.
如果听得到, 撒旦就把这个种子拿走。
Some seed fall on the ground.
比如说你来到这边听了道
You come to the church to listen to a sermon
你上了主日学
You go to Sunday school
回去一被世界带走
Again when you go back home you return to the world
你听了道就完全不见
Whatever sermon you heard it disappeared
这是一种例子
This is an example
还有一种是好像撒在石头地上
The other one is the seed that fall on top ground
听的时候很高兴哇很有快乐
You are full of joy when you receive it
而且觉得这句话对自己很有帮助
You feel the word is for you
可是它没有好好的扎根
But the root does not grow
过了一下碰了一点困难
After you encounter difficulty in life
又看到这世界上的诱惑
Are you being attracted by the thing of the world
这个种子又不见了
The seed again
没有根也死掉
No root is dry up
有的时候真的好好的念书也读圣经
Sometimes you do read the scripture and pray
可是世上很多的思虑
But there are so many worries in the world
也有很多的试探
Also many temptations
后来长出了很多的荆棘
And there are also different difficulties
就把道给挤住
Begin to choke the world words
好像懂了很多道
Although we might have understand them
可是就是结不出果子
But it does not bear fruit.
因为效仿了世界
Because we are conformed to the pattern of this world.
所以圣经里面很多地方在提醒我们，我们已经在效仿。
That's why the Bible says that we are already in the pattern of the world.
所以我们要重新的回想一下。
That's why we must think again.
我们在生活上有没有献上一个神所喜悦的圣洁的活祭
？Did we give ourselves as a sacrifice pleasing to Him?
因此神真的以爱心以慈悲来劝我们
That's why God urges us in His mercy
当我们做的时候是有困难的
We will have difficulty performing
你经常要发现被这些试探诱惑牵引的
We are all often tempted by them
就是神在看我们内心
But God look at our heart
要我们一点点把它做出来
God wants us to gradually change
所以圣经上有一句话说
That's why the Bible teaches us
神是看我们愿意做的心
God sees our heart
如果有着愿意去做的心
If your heart is willing
必蒙悦纳
God will be accepted
所以我们心中首先要一个不再效法世界的心
That's why we want to be no longer conformed to the pattern of this world
我们再看下一点神给我们的劝勉
Let's see the third point
心意要更新
Renewing of your mind
心要更新的意思一想的时候原来是我们心中真的已经被改过来的心要带到我们 身上来
A renewed mind is that something that have already been changed
你如果看这个英文的话
If you read look at the English
不要效法世界
Do not conform any longer
它是用主动的动词
This is an active verb.
它直接用效仿
conform
表示我们人的心中就是直接去做的
If it's something that we do it naturally.
可是心意要更新的时候
As you renew your mind
是用被动的时态
That's a passive verb.
意思说被神帮我们改过去
That means God will renew your mind.
所以我们必须要想清楚这一点
We must realize this.
我们原来是没有抵抗力
We have no power to resist
我们主动去效仿的
We actively conform
已经在效仿
We have already conformed
现在神在帮我们改过的
Now God wants us to change
所以我们要思想一个普通的例子
I want you to think of an example
比如说你看到我们有温度计
You look at the thermometer
这是量温度
That measures the temperature
当我们在世上只是看看世上的 pattern 的时候的一些世上的事情的话
As we look at the pattern of the world
你只是一个温度计
You are a mere thermometer
你会跟着去做的
You will reflect whatever is around you
对因此你看到什么温度你就是什么温度
Whatever the temperature is your thermometer will show that
神要我们心意更新
A renewed mind
他要我们变成一个控制温度的机器
God wants us to be more like a thermostat
当我们是一个温度控制机器的时候
When you are a thermostat
当你看到外面温度改变的时候
When you see the outside temperature is cold
你里面有一个更新的心
这个 renewed mind inside.
然后你把这温度再改变过来。
You will set a temperature.
因此神要我们做一个可以改变外面的一个心意的心。
God wants us to be someone that can change the outside world.
因此我们从刚刚所说的话语可以知道，我们要从主动的去效仿。
We only spirit, we know we must be actively conform,
变成被神来改变的跟从神。
We also passively for God, for God to renew us.
所以神说，当我们学了基督
，as we imitate Christ,
意思说我们得到了主耶稣基督
，as we attain Him,
我们就不能够再效仿世界。
We can no longer conform to the pattern of this world.
因为我们里面的心智改变了一切。
Because our mind has been renewed.
当圣灵提醒我们必须改变的时候
，as the Spirit reminds us to change,
我们必须跟从着圣灵的引领。
We must follow the leading of the Spirit.
所以圣灵在我们心中做两样事情。
That's why the Holy Spirit doing two things in our heart.
第一是改变我们里面的心。
One is change our inner heart.
当我们读到神的话语的时候
，as we read God's word,
圣灵就把这句话解释给我们听，到底跟我有什么关系？
The Spirit explains God's scripture to us.
圣灵又做另外一个工作。
Another task of the Spirit.
当我们心中知道对错的时候
，as we begin to realize right and wrong,
圣灵在边上提醒我们，继续的引领我们。
The Spirit will continue to strengthen us.
因此，当我们在碰到将要去或者已经在效仿世界的时候
，as we see ourselves conforming to the pattern of this world,
我们要被心中的更新的心来控制
，Our renewed mind will take control，
让这更新的心来带着我们全身的行为。
A renewed mind will begin to lead our body to do the right thing。
那因此我们就有一个很奇妙的事情发生。
And then there will something wonderful happen，
就会顺服神的旨意。
We will be submitting to the leading of the Spirit。
我们再念一下第二节，再念一遍中文再英文来。
不要效法这个世界。需要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。Do not conform any longer to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God wills you, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
这是一个很奇妙的事情。
This is a wonderful scripture.
我不知道你们看出中间的奇妙没有。
Do you see the wonder within?
我们常常听到有人在问一个事情。
Many people have this question.
到底神的心意是什么？
What is God's will for us?
神的旨意到底是什么？
What is God's will in our lives?
原来刚刚献上活祭这两节经文。
After we give our body as a living sacrifice.
神在跟我们说一个事实。
Then God point out a truth to us.
当我们愿意献上活祭
，as we give ourselves，
做一个属灵的敬拜
，as we do spiritual worship，
不再效法这世界
，we no longer conform to the pattern of this world。
愿意我们的心中的心意更新了，来带着我们全身。
We allow our renewed mind to lead us。
当我们有这个意愿的时候
，when we have this，
我们才真正才知道神的心意。
Then you will know God's will，
才会知道神的心意到底是什么。
You will understand what God's will is for you.
才会知道这旨意的意义是什么。
You know the meaning of what God wants you to do.
所以当我们听到常常有人问，到底神的心意是什么？
When many people ask, what is God's will for me?
神的旨意又是什么？
What's God's guidance for me?
神到底要我做什么？
What does He want me to do here?
如果不把身体献上当作活祭，不会知道。
Unless you give yourself a living sacrifice, you cannot know.
当你还在效法这世界不肯改的时候，不会知道。
As you are conformed to the pattern of this world, you cannot know.
当你就算有更新的心在里面，你不会去真是跟从圣灵的带领的话。
As your mind do not submit to the leading of the Spirit,
神的旨意还是看不清楚。
God's will for you is still very blurred.
当这句话是查验神又是喜悦又是好又是全权的旨意的时候
，and you will be able to test and approve.
这查验的意思。
To know, to test,
是真的是好好的去了解这个意思，
I mean,
也证明出来。
That you can know certainly.
因此，我们这边我们讲最后的结论。
Let's come to our conclusion.
我们把第一节再念一下。
所以弟兄们，
我也承认你非劝你
将身体
献上，当作我祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
你们如此侍奉，
乃是理所当然的。
感谢主。Thank God。当我们听到今天的信息的时候
，As we meditate on this topic，
我们必须跟我们每一个人都产生关系。
We must become relevant to you。
思想一下，我们刚开始所讲的。
Think of what we have read today。
当我们所有的环境、所有情况都改变好的时候
，many things in our life improve。
我们的内心世界并没有改变。
And our inner self stay the same。
可能有时候还变本加厉的变不好。
Sometimes our inner self might become worse。
所以神他特别以慈悲的心来劝，极力的劝我们。
That's why in His mercy God urges us。
他要我们真的把身体献上。
Now we must devote ourselves as a living sacrifice to Him。
当作活祭，而且是要神所喜悦，是圣洁的。
It's something that God sees and is also holy。
想到主耶稣基督为我们做成的。
When we think of what Jesus Christ has accomplished for us。
受难节、复活节，我们才。度过。
We just went through the Easter and the Good Friday。
主耶稣已经做成了所有的赎罪祭。
Jesus accomplished everything that is needed for redemption。
所以我们献上活祭，是要我们把我们的主权交给神。
We just have to give all ourselves to Him。
把我们心中任何罪认罪悔改。
Repent of the sin in our heart。
然后听从圣灵的引领。
We must follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit。
当我们还在效法这世界的时候
，If we conform to the pattern of this world，
想到我们自己改不了
，We cannot change ourselves。
只有靠神来把我们改变。
Only through God can change us。
因此，我们不再只是量世界上的情况。
That's why we are no longer
measured
by the standard of the world。
而是我们可以按照神的心意来改变我们如何跟随。
But through His will, we want to change。
当我们做的时候，感谢神，我们就知道神的心意是什么。
After that, we will begin to understand God's will for us。
而且看到神的旨意就在我们生活中运行起来。
We will see God's will in every aspect of our life。
所有神要给我们的福分也就拿到。
We will receive many of blessings God has for us。
神所给我们的一切的应许
，all His promise，
都完完全全的得到。
We will be able to come to fulfillment。
我们现在一起做个祷告。
Let's pray together。
我们在天上的父，
Our Heavenly Father，
我们感谢你赐给我们这段话语。
We thank you for these scriptures。
我们每一个人都愿意。
We are all willing。
把我们自己身体献上当作活祭。
We want to give our body as a sacrifice, living sacrifice to you。
可是这个活祭是让神喜悦，也是圣洁的。
We want our offering to be pleasing and holy in your sight。
这就是我们生活上应该所献给神的一个祭。
Because this is what we should do。
求神赐给我们力量
，strengthen us，
使我们不再效法这世界
，so that we will not conform to the pattern of the world。
帮助我们，让我们心中的心意改变
，help us to renew our mind，
让我们能够顺服圣灵的带领。
That we will submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit。
在这过程中间
，in all these things，
求神来帮助我们越来越成熟。
We ask you to make us mature，
越来越有基督长成的身量
，so we become more like Christ。
使得我们更了解神的心意
，so that we can know your will better。
原来神的心意是这样子的美好
，indeed your will is wonderful for us。
这样的可让我们喜悦
，is something that is good for us。
是这样一个完全的一个计划
，is a perfect plan for us。
求神来帮助我们每一位
，help us all，
也帮助每一个家庭
，and help all our family。
使得我们每一位都能够到神的面前，完完全全得到神的福分
，so we can all come and receive the blessing you have for us。
这样祷告祈求
，We pray all these things，
是奉主耶稣基督的圣名
，In Jesus' name we pray。
Amen.